Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, because what other day would it be? June 18th, 2010. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and we're here to talk about movies and stuff. Let's start with movies. Last week at the box office, The Karate Kid was number one at $55.7 million. It was followed by The A-Team with $25.7 million. Shrek Forever After was number three with $15.8 million. Get Him to the Greek, $9.9 million, number four. And Killers was number five with $8 million. New at the box office this week, Toy Story 3 and Jonah Hex. As of right now, one has 12% on Rotten Tomatoes, and the other has a perfect 100%. Guess which one will make $100 million this weekend? News! The Last Airbender's release date has been moved to July 1st. The movie Priest, which is not to be confused with another movie of the same name from the 1990s, opens May 13th, 2011. Thor has a new release date of May 6th, 2011. The Green Hornet is going to get the IMAX treatment. In 3D. It has Seth Rogen as the title hero and Jay Chou as Kato. The Smurfs teaser trailer went up this week for the new movie. I didn't watch it yet, and I'm probably not going to. The Goonies will be coming to Blu-ray in November with a new special edition. It'll be on DVD as well. It has a board game with it. Kids in the Hall, their CBC series from this year, Death Comes to Town, will be coming to DVD and the IFC cable channel in or around August. Devo's new album, Something for Everybody, came out this week. If you like Shout, you'll probably like this. There are multiple versions of the album online, but only one at retail stores. If you want all 16 songs, you have to go download only. If you want 12, you can get any of the various versions, and you'll probably be fine. Toys and stuff. Doctor Who, the biggest, bestest, neatest item from this week, is from Underground Toys. They announced a box set of all 11 Doctors Who in one box. It's $100, and it seems kind of cheap for what you actually get in this sort of thing, because typically these figures are more like, what, 10, 15 bucks each? It's not bad. Pre-orders are welcome, as it is awesome. You can see the character gradually get younger over the years. Transformers. Shots got out of Breacher, a new Scout-class armored vehicle that is going to plug into the vehicle mode of Beachcomber. It looks pretty nice. I especially like the head in robot mode. Masters of the Universe. The next figure is Chief Carnivus, a lion warrior from the 2002 animated series. It has never been made as a toy before. Karate Kid signed a Halloween costume license for kids and adults, Daniel, Cobra Kai, etc. Big Lebowski also signed a Halloween costume license with Jesus' purple and blue suits, plus his freakish bowling glove. Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. Mezco has the license, and they have pictures up now of plush dolls and plush keyring clip-ons, which you can pre-order at Entertainment Earth. And they look more like the comic art than the movie. So if you wanted a Michael Cera figure, you're still going to have to wait. Star Wars. Sandtroopers.com got a sample of the new Jabba the Hutt toy, which appears to be a Walmart exclusive at some point in the near future. Gentle Giant confirmed they will be doing a new bust 2-pack of Muftak and Cabe. Pre-orders are open now, and it is due in February 2011. Cold-Blooded Collectibles is a new brand which has iguana sculptures that look disturbingly realistic. They're $150 each. They come in red and green varieties. That's all for this week on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Twitter, won't you? Twitter.com/EntEarth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H. And don't forget to check us out at Comic-Con. Go to our website to see the latest announcements for Comic-Con. We're still announcing them, so I can't talk about them all here. So check out our website, please. EntertainmentEarth.com. You know where this is. That's where you found us. So check us out, and I'll see you next week.